and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel's defense minister threatens Iran's supreme leader after an Iran missile hit a hospital in Israel. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Well, this is the biggest hospital in southern Israel, and it was badly damaged. But there were no serious injuries because most of the patients have been moved.
South Dakota is one of an increasing number of states with extreme heat advisories, all the way from the upper Midwest to Southwest, temperatures into the 90s. Time to take it easy.
I mainly just stay inside, try to get out of the sun, drink a lot of water, too, and just kind of like just hang out.
Well, for the fifth year, Americans are celebrating Juneteenth as a federal holiday, marking the end of slavery. Emory University sociologist Carita Brown tells us.
This news that came to Galveston, Texas, culminated the last standing community, Black community, to learn about their freedom.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Some state lawmakers are expressing concerns about proposed legislation to include a plain language explanation for ballot referendums. The legislation specifies that the explanation would be written by the nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau, but could be revised by lawmakers afterwards. Critics of the proposal say the legislative majority could have too much control over the process. They also argue the language of the legislation fails to define what exactly plain language means and that it lacks an enforcement mechanism to ensure fairness. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
Tomorrow is the first day of the Central Wisconsin High School Trap Team Booster Club Brat Fry in Wisconsin Rapids. It kicks off Friday at 10 a.m. and runs through Sunday. All proceeds will help support the six team members travel to the USA High School Clay Target League Nationals in Mason, Michigan in July. They'll be set up at 998 Ranger Road in Wisconsin Rapids. You can help them reach their goal of selling 400 brats. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and warm today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms expected overnight and through early tomorrow. Some of them could be strong to severe, packing the risks of high, damaging wind gusts and hail. After that, the heat and humidity crank up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, Vitaly's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, making the popcorn pick of the week will be the guy behind the guy. J.B. Thompson joins me in studio. Then I'm joined by Chelsea Myris from Old World, Wisconsin. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the program here. Phil Itner, our buddy in Kyiv, Ukraine, the veteran war correspondent, a host of the On the Edge podcast, is on the line with us. Is YouTube Philip Itner, PHILIPITTNER. Itner Philip, Blue Sky, etc., over on Blue Sky. Phil, welcome back. I understand that Russia has just been pounding the crap out of Kyiv and Ukraine more generally.
Yeah, in particular, Monday going into Tuesday, we were pummeled with over 400 drones, several ballistic missiles, several cruise missiles. It was about a 9-hour period of constant bombardment. With air defenses doing the best they can, but from my vantage point, and admittedly this is anecdotal, no Patriot missile defense systems were initiated that I'm aware of.
You think that's because they don't have any more?
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Yeah, I mean they're either reserving them. And very cautiously and judiciously picking their targets, or they just simply don't have any more. I don't know. So, I mean, that's deeply troubling. One missile came in and hit an apartment building, a multi-story apartment building, these old Soviet bloc buildings, over 17 floors, I believe. 28 people are recorded dead so far, but they're still digging through the rubble. We comparatively since then have had kind of a quiet time here in Kyiv compared to that. I mean, that was incredibly intense. Mm-hmm. But we still get the air raid sirens and all the rest of it. And of course, they're always striking around the country, in particular, the closer you get to the front lines. And it's just been, it's been hell. It's been awful for Kyiv, and it's been awful for Ukraine. And I have to admit, from my perspective, being a foreigner here, I find it very hard to look into these people's eyes, knowing that we've abandoned them and betrayed them as badly as we have. Yeah. And they continue to suffer as badly as they do with very little acknowledgement. I mean, recognizing that there are major events happening globally. But, you know, the fact that the world has seemingly turned this into a back page issue with the bravery and the resilience of the Ukrainian people, and with the fact that the Ukrainian people are by no means out of this fight. I mean, the mythology of Russia being an unstoppable force and that they will just roll over Ukraine is blatantly false. As tragic as what happened Monday into Tuesday, and we had the President Zelensky visiting the site today, apparently, there's no end in the strength of the people here. As devastated as they are, as heartbroken as they are, as many people that they mourn and buildings that they're going to have to clear away, they're just not going to stop fighting. And so the only thing that the West's disengagement, and when I say the West, I really mean the United States under Trump, the only thing that that's going to cause is more Ukrainian death.
Yeah.
They are not going to stop fighting. And Russian death, too. And Russian death, too. But I don't really care about Russian death.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just don't. I find it very hard to be sympathetic to a nation that allows its military to slaughter the population of this country, civilian target, the civilians.
The Telegraph, the British newspaper, is reporting that Putin is being leaned on hard by his military advisors to amp up the war. You think that, short of nuclear weapons, does Russia have the ability to amp up the war? I mean, I'm just amazed that they've, you know, basically pissed away 3 years.
Well, on the ground, they can't. They're again, without the use of some massive escalation and the use of, chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons, which of course would have its own ramifications. On the battle line itself, they are not going to have any major breakthrough or collapse in the Ukrainian armed forces, and then they just go rampaging around the country. Then you have to take into account the fact that the Ukrainians, without even having a navy, have defeated the Black Sea Fleet in the fact that their home port is no longer hospitable to them, and the rest of their assets for the Black Sea have been forced into the farther shores of the eastern banks of the Black Sea. And then, of course, you have Operation Spiderweb, which took out a huge number of their strategic bomber command, which, lessens their ability to threaten with nuclear weapons globally. But it does seem, and one of the things that we did see apparently Monday into Tuesday was that they did start using strategic bombers, so high altitude bombers that would then drop the cruise missiles. So it does look like they're escalating things, maybe while the world's attention has moved away. Yes, the Russians have that. While the attention has perhaps moved away slightly, they find it a time. And of course, they're still stinging from Operation Spiderweb. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I mean, we're going to have a lot more deaths in Ukraine.
It's tragic. I'm curious, Iran is rather tied up right now in this, Netanyahu is fighting for his own political life. And it's always a good idea to start a new war if you want to. George W. Bush going after Iraq when his popularity ratings were in the tank because his brother had stolen the election for him down in Florida by knocking 90,000 black people off the rolls. As those stories were coming out, that was when George started, we got to bomb Iran. But Iran is now tied up, and Iran has been one of the major suppliers of weaponry, specifically these very deadly drones, to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
How is this... Iran being otherwise occupied now, and we're also seeing, by the way, we have news reports that giant flying tankers, 747 kind of style aircraft, are going from China to Iran, supplying Iran with weaponry, apparently. But how does that affect Iran's ability to arm Russia?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're going to have to divert some of their assets if things do go kinetic, if this really goes into a full blown war, all the Shahids, and I suspect already Tehran is making the decision not to continue to supply quite as many Shahids to Russia, which is good news for us here in Kiev. However, Russia has also already got their own development of their own Shahid version, and they've got their own factories up and running. So I don't know how much Iran withholding those drones that maybe they previously would have supplied Russia to attack us here in Ukraine, whether that is going to, that supply chain is going to be tightened. But additionally, it is interesting to note that Russia doesn't seem to be able to redirect any of its military assets to Iran to sort of return the favor sort of thing. They just don't have the capacity. The Russians are tied down here in Ukraine and they need everything they've got. So kind of like the Assad regime, which fell so quickly, and I'm not making the parallel to Iran. I'm referencing this in terms of Russian assistance to the Assad regime. Right. They may not be able to supply assistance to Tehran. So it may not be so much how is it going to affect the Ukraine-Russia conflict, but how much is this conflict here going to stymie Moscow's assistance to Tehran?
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, all of this being interconnected.
Kind of the other way around. Wow. So, Mark Carney, you know, Trump went to the G7 in Canada a couple of days ago and left early, apparently because Zelensky was going to show up. I mean, he left about an hour before Zelensky arrived, apparently. And, of course, he's saying that he left, or his people are saying he left, because he had to get to the Situation Room and figure out what to do about Iran. But, you know, I think the consensus is, A, he was dissed by those people, Georgia Maloney rolling her eyes, you know, about him and making jokes about him. But Carney, after Trump left, Carney announced that Canada was giving $2 billion in military aid to Ukraine. What came out of the G7 with regard to Ukraine here? And I seem to ask you this question every week, but I think it's always a top of issue question in the minute and a half we have left. How is Europe doing? How are the various European countries doing in supplying Ukraine with weaponry?
Well, they're stepping it up. We had Christine Lagarde, my apologies, who's the finance minister for the EU, here today. They're going to be giving more money. They're going to be giving more weapons, but they have to get their industry up. And when I say that, the European Union. Now, interestingly enough, though, we keep overlooking the fact that, and it has to be repeated, Ukraine produces currently about 40% of its need for defense. Wow. Domestically, internally within Ukraine. And this week's episode of On the Edge is going to be an interview with the head of the Ukrainian Defense Company Association, which is the private side of Ukraine's defense industry, not state-run, but private. And I asked him that directly. Can you do this war without U.S. assistance, even if the Europeans can't get up to speed? And he said to me, he looked me in the eye and said, we're going to keep fighting and providing the weapons to keep that fight going for as long as we need it. Yes, we can continue to keep fighting for, you know, at least the next 2 years, even if the U.S. completely abandons us. They're not going to stop fighting. It's just a matter of how many have to die before braver, cooler heads prevail and Moscow is persuaded that there is no road to success here. There is no road to defeating Ukraine.
Yeah, I get it. And we've got, you know, Putin's poodle here in the White House, tragically.
Yes, indeed.
The great Phil Ittner, war correspondent, host of On the Edge podcast. Phil, thank you again.
Thank you, Tom. Always
this
a pleasure.
Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this.
It's summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into courtrooms, classrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Because the only story that should run this country is ours, not theirs. Text fees may apply.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Voting Rights Lab reports there were 59 state bills introduced on proof of citizenship for voter registration this year, and 160 bills concerning voter ID. A handful have made it near the finish line, but not all have passed. Since President Donald Trump's baseless accusations of mail-in voting fraud in 2020 and his unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting in the 2024 election, Republican-dominated legislatures have raced to pass stricter voter ID and proof of citizenship laws, despite no widespread abuse of either. In New Hampshire, versions of SB 218 were advanced, requiring submission of ID and proof of citizenship for absentee registration, and are now in a committee of conference. In Texas, a high-priority documentary proof of citizenship bill died without action at the end of the session. In Texas alone, there were 15 bills introduced to provide documentary proof of citizenship and 10 tightening voter ID laws. Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo surprisingly vetoed a bipartisan voter ID bill attempting to codify a widely supported ballot initiative. Democrats negotiated expanded ballot drop boxes in exchange for supporting voter ID. His veto statement said the bill did not address implementing voter ID for mail-in ballots. Wyoming and Indiana passed proof of citizenship earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Which is extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
They came for Ukraine in the dead of night. A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red. But Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow
this truth is known, we stand with Ukraine, they're not alone.
24 minutes past the hour. So Bernie Sanders is coming out speaking. Ken Martin, so far, we have reached out to him to get him on the program, right? And he has not come on our program, which is kind of disappointing. Every prior DNC chair has enthusiastically come on the program every time we've invited them. He just seems like he's wimping out. I don't get it. The door is still open, Ken. But Bernie is saying, you know, we need to step up and say, if we are holding the position, we Democrats, if we're holding the position that Citizens United and this corrupt Supreme Court decision in which five corrupt on-the-take Republicans said it's okay for billionaires and big corporations to buy politicians and buy elections. If we as a party stand against this, we've got to stop taking money from these people. Now, in a way, that's, you know, unilateral disarmament, at least in an election where you're running against a Republican. So what Bernie is saying is in the primaries, it's Democrat versus Democrat. So let's just get all the PAC money and all the corporate money and all the billionaire money out of the primaries. And that way we can, you know, demonstrate how to do this, number one. And number two, you know, we've got this problem. These PACs come in and these super PACs come in, principally the ones that represent Israel. There's several of them, the United Democracy Project PAC and the Jewish Coalition Victory Fund. And then, of course, AIPAC. And, you know, they knocked out Jamal Bowman. They knocked out here in Portland Sheila Jayapal. They knocked out Cori Bush. They're trying to replace progressive Democrats with Democrats who are willing to do what they're told to do if they get enough money. And so Bernie is saying, you know, let's stop this. We're killing our own here. And I think he makes a lot of sense. Only 12% of Americans, this was an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll, found only 12% of Americans think that Citizens United was a good decision. Ken Martin says he backs the idea in spirit, but he says that's about all the DNC chair can do. No, Ken, the DNC chair has the bully pulpit. The DNC chair can do a hell of a lot. You might not be able to impose your will on people, but you can certainly influence them. Meanwhile, Trump gives a shady offer to the tech bros. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Stay with us. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened till you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com.
We're getting an update on the farm bill this morning from one of the agriculture groups that continues to bang on the drum in Washington, D.C. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Thursday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Congress was supposed to write an updated farm bill in 2023, but it didn't happen. 2 1-year extensions later, and agricultural groups are still pushing for new legislation as farmers operate under a 2018 version. Steve Etka is the policy director for the Midwest Dairy Coalition. He says the strategy that the House and Senate have looked at is splitting the farm bill up.
This budget reconciliation process that Congress is in the process of right now, which is a big macro bill that deals with taxes and deals with border security and deals with energy. And they're talking about having it deal with some of the provisions of the farm bill as well. So we're waiting to see what unfolds there. Our main message is that the safety net for dairy needs to be updated. Wanting Congress to recognize that things have changed on the farm since 2018. We're hoping that whether it's through reconciliation or a full-scale farm bill, that those provisions can be included.
The House already passed its budget reconciliation, and the dairy industry was pleased with the farm bill items that were included, like stronger safety nets for commodities. The Senate is still working on its version of the bill. That's an update from D.C. We're going to take a look at a new partnership in Wisconsin after the break.
At Second Harvest Food Bank, we know that nutritious milk is essential for growing kids and healthy families. That's why for a decade, we've partnered with Wisconsin's dairy farmers through the Adopt a Dairy Cow program. Thanks to farm families, thousands of gallons of milk have reached local families facing hunger. Visit GiveDairy.com during June Dairy Month. That's GiveDairy.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Markets are closed today for Juneteenth. Trading will resume tomorrow. Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture this week. Southwest Wisconsin Technical College has partnered with Premier Cooperative to manage 80 acres of new crop ground. It will serve as an agricultural demonstration lab. Experts will guide decisions on soil health, seed selection, pest treatment, and grain marketing, and this will give students a full view of what goes into crop production. Learn more about the partnership at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Steph. Stephanie Hoff.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny and warm today with high temperatures making it to the mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms expected overnight and through early tomorrow. Some of them could be strong to severe, packing the risks of high, damaging wind gusts and hail. After that, the heat and humidity crank up for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because, hey, it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep, including me, with CBD. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like millions are, and I did, to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, I can get you 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's CBDistillery.com. And the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. CBDistillery.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Hey, want to play Army? Want to play Soldier? Want to be able to put on a fancy uniform and just like instantly without going through officer candidate school or officer training or ROTC or, you know, going to college, any of that stuff that's necessary to become, just suddenly become a lieutenant or a major or a colonel or whatever. I don't know what rank they're passing out, but, you know, at first glance, it seems like Silicon Valley executives are doing just fine. Thank you very much. I mean, most of them are multi-millionaires. Some are even billionaires. And, you know, but hey, who doesn't want to pretend soldier, right? I mean, that's so cool. Put on a uniform, strap a gun on your belt. There's a new Army initiative that the Trump administration has rolled out. It's called Detachment 201, the Army's Executive Innovation Corps. And it promises to, quote, fuse cutting edge tech expertise with military innovation. So here's what they're doing. If you give Trump over $1 million and you run a big tech company, then you too can become a lieutenant colonel. I just saw that in the article. A minute ago I said I wasn't sure of the rank. Lieutenant colonel is like huge. I mean, you know, what, lieutenant, second lieutenant, major, lieutenant colonel, if I'm remembering the order right. While keeping your full-time job, you get a uniform, you get the little bird on your shoulders, you know. And who has gotten these? Well, Andrew Bosworth, the CEO of Meta, you know, Facebook. Shem Sankar, the CEO of Palantir, the company that is aggregating all of our data. Kevin Weil, the CEO of OpenAI. And Bob McGrew, the former research chief for OpenAI and advisor to Thinking Machines Lab. And this is a detachment. These four executives were all sworn in on the same day that the Trump administration announced that, hey, you know, you too. Sam Altman dropped $1 million on Trump's inauguration. Palantir, Alexander Karp, and Meta, they all gave $1 million. And now four executives are now lieutenant colonels. And by the way, these lieutenant colonels, apparently that there's some juice that comes with that. This is from Daily Kos, a piece by Lisa Needham. She says, these four executives are sworn in on June 13th, and it only took until June 16th for the Defense Department to announce it had awarded $200 million in no-bid contracts to OpenAI to, quote, develop prototype frontier AI capabilities to address critical national security challenges in both warfighting and enterprise domains. Similarly, Palantir just was the recipient of more than $100 million in our taxpayer dollars. Meta has not yet gotten a big contract, but they are pitching one. What they are pitching is to, quote, provide warfighters with enhanced perception and enable intuitive control of autonomous platforms on the battlefield. In other words, they want to sell Facebook, you know, these VR headset things to the military. Jeez, nice work if you can get it, huh? So what's on your mind here today? Bill in Clifton, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Well, I just wanted to first suggest that if you were looking for a new sponsor, that Thrive Algae Oil is now back on the market, cooking oil. And it's worth looking into because it's probably the greatest oil for cooking. It has a smoke point around 500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Made from algae, so it's not seed oil.
Right, and it has over 90% monounsaturated fat. It has a whole lot of good stuff in it, and I've had it. 3 years ago, they were marketing, and for some reason, they stopped marketing, but it's back on sale, and it tastes good. It has a really good mouthfeel, and it's worth looking into. I liked it a lot, plus the fact that a smoke point of 500 is, you know, insane.
I have to say, Bill, I'm a huge fan of raw, cold-pressed virgin olive oil. In fact, I sometimes will just take a tablespoon of it raw just because I love the flavor. It's worth checking out.
Well, olive oil is about 70% monounsaturated fats, and this is 90-something percent.
Wow.
But anyway, the other thing is the thing about paying billions of dollars so that you cannot redress your grievances in the First Amendment because you have to put up a bond.
Correct.
That sounds like a pretty nasty impediment to the First Amendment.
Exactly.
How could that stand?
Exactly. Which raises the question, you know, why are the Republicans in the Senate so enthusiastic about this? Because someday there's going to be a Democratic president, and you would think that they would maybe want to be able to sue him, too, or her.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Let's start thinking that Trump will be there forever, or they're going to have some sort of regime, whatever that is. But anyway, the other thing is about this 30,000-pound Moab bomb. You know, it only penetrates about 200 feet.
Oh, I thought it went much deeper than that.
Well, maybe the shock wave go another 100 feet, but it's only about 200 feet. They dropped, remember, Trump dropped one in Syria a long time ago or something.
And
they were able to measure it and everything. But, you know, there are gold mines in South Africa that go down 2.5 miles.
Yeah.
And I don't see why this would work if they already know how deep it's going to penetrate. And it's not that difficult to dig down hundreds of feet beyond that.
Yeah.
The other thing is, it's a long way from being possible because just getting the material together is not enough. They have to be able to work with it. You know, the metal is very brittle, plutonium and uranium. They have to mix it with uranium and a few other elements in order to fashion it into a 3-inch ball that's 16 pounds, I think. Mm-hmm. And that takes a great technique. They don't have a delivery system for it.
Yep.
And unless it's going to be a suitcase bomb or something like that, it's not something I can foresee as being that threatening at this point.
I agree. I think Tulsi Gabbard was probably telling the truth. I can't imagine that the director of national intelligence, who leads 17 intelligence agencies, could get up and give sworn under oath testimony before Congress that the Iranians are not trying to build a bomb, and if it was not true, not have one of those agencies leak that she's BSing us. You know, I mean, they're very good at that, right? So it's real interesting. And I know, you know, you've kind of self-identified as a conservative in the past. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this war that's going on within the GOP around this.
I wouldn't call myself a conservative. I think that the GOP is dealing with reality versus reality. And I think that they should know better.
Mm-hmm.
No one seems to remember to go back to Bomb, 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 Iran.
Yeah, that was John McCain's song.
Right. And no one seems to remember what happened with Iran when 9/11 happened. They were actually on our side, and we dissed them, and they were going to arrange to have Osama bin Laden handed over, and then Bush pissed him off.
I forgot about that. Thank you for that, Bill.
Yeah, so it's not like the Iranians were that much of strangers, but we put them in that hole. And every time there's been a conservative president here, there's been a more conservative government there. Yeah. You know, Obama was able to make a deal with them.
Yep.
And
it helped.
You know, right. And but yeah, as a reaction, every time we got hard ass, they got hard ass.
Yeah.
And so you got to respect that. And I think that they're not really in a very strong position. But this is no way to get into another war. And yeah. Who wants that?
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. Bill, thank you. Mm-hmm. Nice to hear from you. I appreciate the call. Good stuff.
Sure.
Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I want to point out two ways in which the Civil War is relevant to this very day,
mm-hmm.
one of which is obvious, the other which is not. And I'll take the one that's less obvious. These tech execs who are being made lieutenant colonels,
mm-hmm.
This actually goes back to the Civil War, at which time attorneys were made colonels in the Confederate Army.
Oh, really?
And here's what's amazing, how this stuff echoes from that time. I remember when I first came to Georgia and began the practice of law, hearing someone address another attorney in the courtroom in open court as Colonel Birch.
Oh, interesting.
And I didn't realize, and somebody pulled me aside afterwards and said, you know what that was about. That's he's part of the old boys network. They all call each other Colonel as a reference.
That's why. Colonel Sanders and all, you know, all the colonels down. We lived in Atlanta for a little over a decade, and I've heard mm-hmm. that before, and I assumed that these were people who had held some sort of military commission in the past. But that, wow, what an amazing story, Marie. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, so in some cases, it's a backdoor reference to we're in the club.
Right.
you know.
I get it.
So that's the first way. The more obvious way is regarding Juneteenth, which I wish you a memorable Juneteenth.
Thank you. Back at you.
Thank you. It's really a day of shame that we choose to celebrate as the culmination of freedom for slaves. The shame is really the same shame that we're dealing with today. In the Civil War, slaves were hidden in Texas because it was a territory. It wasn't a state. And they thought, the slave owners thought, that by hiding their wealth in human flesh from the federal government, that slaves having been freed in the states would not touch their wealth. So they were hiding their wealth from the government. So today, with the big billionaire brutal... You got it.
Yeah.
You got it.
Pardon my interruption, yeah.
No, that's okay. So today, the big billionaire brutal bill is an attempt to extract wealth from being taxed to fund the commons, the same way those slaves were extracted from the states to avoid federal action.
Hmm. Remarkable. Marie, you always teach me something. I really appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's just truly amazing people who call into this program and listen. Thank you, Marie. It's 47 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, a place where despair is not an option.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
So now Trump is saying he's going to decide within 2 weeks if he's going to attack Iran. All right. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Kino.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist. Today, the fastest growing religious group in the country is the non-religious, especially among the young. That progress is heartening, but the religious pushback is fierce, and the forces of Christian nationalism are well organized. Our progress won't continue unless we work together so that reason and our secular constitution will prevail. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate, just like our founders intended. Please join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Join us. Go to FFRF.us/freedom or text Hartman to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman with two N's to 511-511 because the only thing worse than a sermon is when it comes with legislation. Text fees may apply.
We're not comfortable.
Until
Don't turn on the AC. It costs a fortune to run that old thing. Remember, we only run it when it's like 85 degrees outside, and we turn it off when it's 80 in the house. We can't afford to run it any more than that. Mommy and Daddy had to stick a lot of money in it last year because of a leak.
Wait, you put money in the air conditioner?
Not exactly, but it seems that way to me.
Don't they make better ones now? They make better cars. Isn't that why you bought a new car last year? Because it costs a lot to fix it?
Well, yes. And I suppose they make better ACs now. I wonder how much a new one costs.
Call Tri-City Services for a free quote to replace that air conditioner that feels like it costs a fortune to operate. Tri-City has great financing options to qualified credit on a new AC that'll save you money. You can operate it all summer long without worrying about dipping into your kids' college fund to pay the utility bill. Call Tri-City Services at 715-423-5840 today or visit calltricity.com.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. I'm telling you, Louise absolutely loves this stuff. She swears by it. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Yeah, that's how it's spelled. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. V-I-B-R-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off. 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Carl in Western Kentucky. Hey, Carl, what's on your mind today? Carl? Listen on Sirius XM? Oh, Carl, you got to listen to your phone, not your radio. There's a obscenity delay and all that kind of stuff. Going once, going twice. Tim in Pleasantville, New Jersey. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind today?
Yes, good afternoon, Tom. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. What's up?
I was intrigued by a recent experience. I have a business checking account, which I've held for over 30 years now. And I put transferred money into it to actually pay someone to put a roof on a house. Mm-hmm. And I had an interesting experience. Yesterday, I went to the bank to withdraw $14,000 cash. And I was told by the teller that you can only withdraw $10,000 cash in a year out of, in a day out of your own account. Or less than $10,000. And it wasn't like signing anything. And then also the teller asked me, what is the money being used for? And I found that kind of shocking. And given the reality, come a 1929 experience, they'll be able to shut everybody's money off with a snap of a finger.
Whoa. And it's my damn money. Yeah.
Right. Tim, I have over double that amount in the account. That's not the issue.
Yeah. Did you ask if this was the result of federal or state law or if this was merely the policy of the bank?
I did not ask that question explicitly, but nonetheless, I was clearly prohibited. You cannot get more than less than $10,000 out in a day. And I was like, what?
Right. Well, they may, it could be that the bank is just trying to protect their cash reserves, or it could be that there's a federal rule trying to prevent a run on the bank. I don't know. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
That's why I wanted to make you aware, because if it's affecting my account, if it spreads across the country, that could be an automatic check that people are not aware of, that people may want to be aware of,
Yeah. I did see, Louise and I were watching one of these cop shows, I forget, FBI or Chicago PD or something like that, last year, and some guy was being blackmailed or threatened or something, and he had to go get $100,000 out of his banking account. And the problem that he had was he had to notify the bank 24 hours in advance so that they could actually get the money. Now, that made a certain amount of sense, that your average bank branch might not have $100,000 in cash kicking around.
Also, hopefully they would protect the senior against such an action, which happens,
Yeah. And if somebody comes in and says, I want $10,000 cash, it might not be unreasonable for the teller to say, be saying, are you sure you're not the victim of a scam? Because a lot of the scams work that way, you got to send us cash or we got to bring us cash. But
this is a simple withdrawal transaction at a teller's window. I produce my driver's license. Well, it's a regular business checking account. Nothing unusual about it.
Tim, next time you go in, ask them if it's a bank policy or federal or state policy, would you? And then give us a shout and let us know. I'm curious.
Okay, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Tim. That's an amazing story.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Have a good one. All righty. On the other side of the break, the Secretary of State for the state of Michigan, Jocelyn Benson, is going to drop by. She's running for governor. She's got a new book out. Those two things often go hand in hand. She was also the victim of some serious right-wing threats. So I think it's going to be a fascinating conversation. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through and how to help you get where you want to be, and that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As President Trump continues to consider military action against Iran and its nuclear program, Israel's prime minister weighed in today.
He gave them the chance to do it through negotiations. They strung him along. And you don't string along Donald Trump. He knows the game.
Severe weather will impact millions of Americans today. Meteorologist Jessica Birch is tracking things.
Heavy storms expected to continue to track off into the east as we head into the next 48 hours. We could see heavy amounts of rain anywhere from Michigan stretched all the way up into Maine. With damaging winds, we could forecast winds anywhere up to around 40 to 60 miles per hour in these exact communities.
Kelly O'Grady reports President Trump has extended TikTok's deadline to find a non-Chinese buyer.
I think for creators and small businesses, they're sort of operating as, it's going to get extended. It's going to get extended. You're not seeing TikTok scramble right now because they're expecting just to be in wait and see mode.
CBS News Brief. I'm Cammie McCormick.